Phil Hendry.
And welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Joining us this evening from the little... where is he tonight? It's Dean Wheeler and his wife, Emeralda. Bud, do you know?
Bud, they're in a valley, a jazz club on a valley, and I'm not sure...
Well, let's find out where he is. Is the club or a jazz club in the valley?
No, I think it was not the Bendo's, right? Yeah, that's it. Bendo's up in North Hollywood.
In North Hollywood. All right. So at Bendo's in North Hollywood, because his wife, Dean Wheeler's wife, sings at a club now. She was at the last time we heard her singing was at that fundraiser.
Was that the movie that the documentary that Dean Wheeler done?
Oh, that's right. He had done that documentary. They were having a post-documentary party, and she was singing at...
That was the most disingenuous laugh I ever heard.
Well, thank you very much.
No, I'm just... What were you laughing at?
I was laughing at the memory of Dean and his wife when they were at that club.
Well, Phil, you went, like that. It was...
Yeah, it sounded kind of fake.
It was, you want to know something? It was the most honest laugh that I've had probably all day. Just the thought of Dean and his wife made me laugh, I guess, and if not, did it sound fake?
That sort of, yeah.
This is how it sounded, Phil. You went,
No, it was actually very genuine.
All right. I'm not trying to nitpick.
You? No, never.
Well, Phil, if you want to get into it.
No, I don't want to get into it, okay? We're going to have Dean Wheeler. We're also going to have with us Larry Grover, and we're going to talk about the candidacy of Mitt Romney, specifically to a question raised by Stephen Colbert the other night on his show, a question that in the minds of some people destroys, and I mean completely destroys, Mitt Romney's tax plan. And all it was one simple question, believe it or not. So we're going to be talking with Dean here in just a moment. Our number, 877-876-7445. I'd like to thank, as well, Father James McQuarters for joining us this evening as they made their rounds. We also want to remind you that we're online at philhenryshow.com with a backstage pass. You get access to over 4,500 hours, close to 5,000 hours of Phil Hendry Show material going back over a decade. We also have a video archive there. We also have archives of older videos, older television appearances, TV pilots, radio interviews. We have an entire press section there. We have a news feed in which I contribute a comment now and again. I'm always in there. We are very busy to you BSPs. I've been very busy the last 5-6 days. So I haven't really been interacting the way I like to, but I jump in there from time to time and talk with folks about the things that are happening. It is there on our website, to be honest with you, where most of the stuff that I tell you here on the air is where I first talk about it. So our backstage pass members are the people that get it first.
So in other words, you have to pay money to get the... Oh, God.
No, you don't have to pay money. It's just that my BSPs are there, and so whatever else is going on with Phil Hendry, they find out about it first. Okay. And we did talk, as a matter of fact, at length, although we did not have a very big pre-show tonight, we did talk at length about one of the issues that I brought up in the news feed on our website, having to do with new digital management for our website, having to do with some background on our one-man show that we are currently rehearsing, having to do with some background on social media. There's a bunch of stuff there, so you can't go wrong at philhenryshow.com. Dean Wheeler going to join us tonight. He's at Bendo's there in North Hollywood, talking to him. And also we have Larry Grover, I think. Larry's at home, so let's get Larry on the line. And Dean, how are you tonight, sir? It's good of you to be with us.
Well, Phil, I'm doing very good, and I appreciate very much you having us on your program tonight. And Emeralda's going to be joining a very good band here tonight, and is going to be singing some of the things you heard her sing the other night when we were at the fundraiser in San Francisco, but we're down in your neck of the woods tonight here in Southern California. We're enjoying it very much.
Is she singing now?
I'm sorry?
Is she singing now?
She's about to go up on stage, yeah.
Okay. And we also have Larry Grover on the line with us. We've got a line. Larry, how are you?
Well, I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me on. I do very much want to talk about Stephen. Any chance I get to talk about Stephen Colbert, I'm all in.
And I am too, Phil, although it's probably for different reasons.
Well, we are going to talk about Stephen Colbert, a question that he asked on his show the other night.
Phil, can you hold on for a minute? There's Emeralda singing.
I can hear music in the background. Is that your wife?
Yes, it is.
Here. sounds tasty, huh?
I beg your pardon?
No, I meant it as a compliment. I said she sounds...
Well, she is my wife, and yes, she is very tasty, I can tell you that. I'm very... happily, she's been my wife and tasty to me only for 10 years.
No, I didn't mean anything by it. I meant no disrespect.
No disrespect taken. I can't hear her, though.
Okay. It sounds like she's doing the same song she did the other night.
Yeah, it's part of her... this is a song called... What is this song called? This is Loneliness With You. Yeah, Loneliness With You. It's a song that was written by a good friend of ours, Dale Winhart. I can't hear her, though. What is that noise?
Well, it could be. We've got Larry on the line.
Oh. Can you go get on hold or shut a window or
something? I beg your pardon, sir?
I can't hear my wife singing because your line's noisy.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm sitting here. I'm driving. You know, but I'm driving, but I'm hands-free driving, Phil, just so you know. I'm hands-free driving.
No, I understand that. But it is a little, I guess we can't hear.
I can't hear my own wife. Can you roll up a window? I don't like this piano player. That's the problem.
All right, let's talk about what we wanted to talk about, gentlemen. And I have here the Stephen Colbert clip. Now, I want you to listen very carefully to this, because this is the question that he asked on his show that many people are saying absolutely destroys the Mitt Romney tax plan.
Say that again?
Can you hear me?
I'm trying to hear my wife. Hold on, just... La da da do do. I can't hear her. God.
Yeah. Well, I wish I could help you out, pal, but I'm here on the Phil Hendry show. I didn't come on to listen to your wife.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Let's listen now to Steve. Are you guys with me?
Yeah, Phil, I can hear you.
Yeah, Phil.
All right, here is the...
Hold on. Boy, that trumpet player. I'm going to wrap that horn around it.
You okay?
No, I'm not. Go ahead and play the Colbert clip, Phil. It'll probably cheer me up.
It's not going to cheer me up. It's going to make me feel sad, but I'll be happy ripping it apart.
Well, I'll be happy ripping you apart after you rip it apart.
For 2 years now, Mitt Romney has been a severe conservative. But last week, he moved to the center in his victorious debate. So which is the real Mitt Romney? Well, a mystery this deep requires a man who really knows the meaning of to thine own self
drink,
be
huh?
true.
Give me a drink.
Me, Stephen Colbert. This
Extra.
Is Formidable Opponent.
Put some booze in it.
I can hear him.
Stephen, thank you for joining me. Well, I'll go on any show to promote my new book, America Again, Rebecoming the Greatness
the
We
player.
Never Weren't. Next week, I'm co-hosting Here Comes Honey Boo Boo, because a dollar makes me holla. Well, I'd never stoop that low myself, but I've got to admire shameless
self-promotion.
Is he going
to get to the question?
Hold on, will you, Larry?
There's some shame. Well, I'd love an autographed copy. You bet. Okay, here we go.
Can somebody get me a drink, please?
To Stephen, you complete me. Stephen, all right. There you go. Oh, thanks very much. Okay, Stephen, voters respond to authenticity.
Here
so
is.
Mitt's clear victory in the first debate proves his new moderate values are the real ones. You are adorable. Who got sucked in by Romney? Who got sucked in? You did! No, I didn't. Yes, you did! Knock it off. Who doesn't like when I talk like this? You don't! Hey, if anyone fell for it, it's you hardliners when you nominated Mitt. I mean, for Pete's sake, he gave us Romney Care, the inspiration for Obamacare, which he will repeal and replace with more Romney Care, which he leaves up to the individual states. And I am sure Mississippi will step right up to the plate. Hey, he is looking out for the middle class. He's promising a 20% tax cut for the top 1%. But he's also promising to close their tax loopholes so they'll still pay the same amount. Then why cut their taxes?
There it is.
Oh, that's horse crap.
No, that's...
I don't know. but I just don't see how a guy can change his beliefs overnight and still come off as credible in a debate. Oh, that's easy. Here, let's switch sides. Okay.
Okay. Dean, I can hear you.
I already heard this segment about a half a million times.
Now you're me.
All right, so I'm sorry, folks. We were just running the segment, and you heard there. It's the question there. Larry, you with us?
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm ready to respond.
All right, hold on. And Dean, you're still listening to your wife?
Well, yeah, Phil, I'm not. You know, I manage my wife. She's a professional singer, and she's on stage right now. I know I agreed to come on your program and do this segment. You're absolutely right, and I'm very happy to do this. I just heard the horn player, and we had rehearsed this over and over again. And I told Emeralda, I said, when she first sang, are we talking about this guy's wife, or what are we talking?
We're going to talk about, hold on, Dean, I got to talk about the Colbert segment.
Okay, fine.
If you don't want to, you're more than happy to, I mean, I'm more than happy.
I'm more than happy. Yes, I would be, but I made a commitment, and I'm here.
I understand, but we don't need you here if you're not going to.
I'm here. Can I say something, Phil, because I've been chomping at the bit. When I just heard that Colbert segment that you played where you say that this is the question he asked destroys Mitt Romney's tax plan. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right. Let me
just to say one thing, that's what the claim is. Look, I've always known what Mitt Romney has been. Mitt Romney has been a Republican of the most modern variety. I don't want to call him progressive, but Mitt Romney is definitely not a hardline conservative.
And you've always known that, huh?
Yeah. Well, yeah. As long as he's been a candidate for president, sure.
All right. Well, number one, Colbert says that Romney's going to close the tax loopholes, even though he's promised to cut taxes for the top 1%. He's going to close the tax loopholes so they don't get away with paying less in taxes.
Correct. And then he said, why cut their taxes?
Right. First of all, you got to understand, Stephen Colbert is a comic. He's saying things to get a laugh, okay? And he does get laughs. And he's playing to a friendly audience. They're laughing. He's laughing. You probably were laughing. Everyone's laughing at Stephen Colbert, and nobody's paying attention to what he's saying until when he finally says something, everyone goes, oh, how brilliant.
Yeah, but what about what he said isn't true? He's absolutely right when he says, why cut the taxes of the rich when you're closing all these tax loopholes so that they will pay more in taxes? What's the point there?
The point is that we've got to get investment going again in this country. And you get investment going by keeping more money in the pocket of the individuals that are the primary force, the monetary force in this country, and that is those individuals that are the owners and the employers and the people that are creating, if you will, these jobs, these businesses, and this money.
All right, understood. But then he's going to close the tax loopholes, quote unquote. That's a big. Oh, we got to take a break. Sorry.
I'm going to say, Phil, because I got to go up and talk to this horn player.
Okay, and
are we talking to horn players?
Hold on, please, gentlemen. We'll be right back. Sorry, Dan, I missed the clock. We'll be right back. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Player. I want to meet a horn player. The guy that plays the cornet. Yeah, that guy. Not the trumpet, the cornet.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-7445. What, bud?
Well, I'm getting a lot of people who say on a video cast that you talk so loud, sometimes it distorts.
Yes, I hear people say, they'll say, oh my God, you know, they'll hold their ears.
What do you mean it distorts? I thought we put a limiter in.
Yeah, we did put a limiter in, but I think Elaine got to come out here and put another one in.
Is the old one busted or something?
No, it's good, but I think, I don't know, man. I think probably then maybe reset or something.
Yeah, it probably needs to be reset because it's distorting.
Jesus.
What happened to you?
I was trying to remember what to say.
God, Bud, you're all like, dee. Anyway.
Yeah, but I got it out.
Yes, you did get it out, but then a flasher gets it out. It depends on what you're pulling out, you know.
Funny.
Anyway, on the line with me is Dean Wheeler from Bendo's in the Valley here in Los Angeles. He's with his wife, Emeralda. She's singing tonight. And we also have Larry Grover with us from Culver City, California tonight. And
I had a beautiful, I could hear my wife singing, and now I hear that. God,
I'm sorry, I'm going to try to pull over here, and if I can, if you, Phil.
Yeah, it's pretty loud.
All right.
Let me put you on hold while you pull over. We'll get Dean on the line. Okay, so Dean, how's it going over there?
Yeah, it's going pretty good. I have some questions. Emeralda was singing, and the cornet player started to irritate me because he was freelancing and he was doing the whole, I wish I could, I don't play the horn, but you know what I mean?
Well, I could hear him, his solo.
Yeah, well, the solo is fine. I got nothing against the solo. I got nothing against the solo. I got nothing against the guy doing a horn solo. But if you're going to do a horn solo right over top of my wife singing, now you're, you know, as Merle Haggard once said, you're on the fighting side of me. It's one thing to play your horn, and he doesn't play it very well, but okay, you know, we'll let you be Miles Davis for a night, pal, whatever you want to do. But when you blow that thing over top of real talent, now you and I are going to have words. And so he came off the bandstand. I said I wanted to see him, and he avoided me because I guess he knew I was going to straighten that thing out. This guy plays a horn. Have you ever seen these horns that are bent? They got a...
What do you mean, these horns that are bent?
He plays a horn that's like he took it and he tied it in a knot.
Well, that's what a cornet is.
I thought that was just the name of a different kind of... I thought it was like a bugle that they gave a different name to.
A bugle?
Yeah. You know, a bugle.
I don't think of a bugle as a jazz instrument.
Well, that's what he's playing, a bugle. You know, why can't it be a jazz instrument? Bugles are good. Only this bugle was tied in a knot.
No, that the cornet has little twists to it. It has loops to it, okay?
I don't know any... What are you talking about?
Well, what are you talking about? Look, I don't want to talk about your wife's singing career, Dean. I want to talk about the Stephen Colbert appearance in which he said...
All right. Hold on.
Where is he?
He got on hold. He got to go talk to his wife.
Bud, say that again.
He's on hold. He got to talk to his wife.
He said he's going to go talk to his wife.
No. I know what he's trying to say. Can't you...
Yeah, well, I'm in a hurry, man. I'm trying to answer phone and everything. God.
So he's talking to his wife. All right. I know that Larry Grover is out there, and he's probably on hold. All right, let me get to Larry, and joining us, that's Dean, that's the club. Where is Larry? Larry Grover joining us online here. Larry, sorry, that sounds a lot better.
I'm sorry, Phil, I was in transit here, and I heard the argument that you were having with Dean Wheeler, and it sounds like there's certain people in this world that are a pain in the you-know-what, and that guy is a pain not only in the you-know-what, he is a pain that goes from the you-know-what all the way up. I don't know how to say it other than the fact that I was listening to the Milwaukee Lion broadcast that you guys have on your website, and I was listening to Jack I Gag there at the game. Did you hear the game last week?
Which game?
The Portland game?
No.
Oh, the guy ran it back for a touchdown at the end of the game, right?
Oh, yeah, that was a heartbreaker.
Yeah, well, and Gagner said on the air, and this is why I like this guy, he said, that guy running that back for a touchdown, he might as well have run that right up my blankety-blank. And that's what I mean about Wheeler. He not only is a pain in the blankety-blank, but it's like he's up there, I don't know.
Okay, got point made. All right. So, tell me again why you think Stephen Colbert is wrong when he says that Romney's entire tax plan is a fraud, because if all you have to do is cut the tax loopholes, okay, and so on and so forth, then why cut taxes?
All right, well, first of all, it's a rather simple-minded plan, or it's rather a simple-minded comment, because there's an awful lot involved in the people. I feel I'm back. Is that better?
Yeah, but why did you do... Hold on for a minute, okay?
I'm sorry?
Would you hold on for just a minute? I got Larry Grover. I got Larry Grover on the line. We have to put him on hold.
Yes, thank you, Bill. So,
hold on. I got to go to a break.
Come on, will you?
Hold on. Bud, would you get this under control? I got two pissed off guests now.
I'm trying to get it under control. That guy called back. Put me on the air. Mr. Heron wanted me on.
Okay. Well, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. Sorry, Bud.
Doing what you want me to do.
No, I understand.
Hi, Phil. I'm ready to talk about Stephen Colbert. Phil? Hello, Phil.
Phil Henry.
Before we get back here with Dean, Larry Grover on the line with us. Larry is from Conservatives of Kern County, and Larry is a guy that has followed the political campaigns of a great many people in a great many political seasons. Larry?
Oh, yeah. We've been around. The Conservatives of Kern County have touted and have supported some of the great conservative candidates for president, for senator, for governor of the state of California, certainly. And we also have our own candidate running for the state senate here. Out of my old district of District 16, my hat's off to Jim Blue, and we call him Old Blue, just like the dog of the same name. Although he's not a dog in the sense that he's got fleas, he is a loyal friend to the taxpayer and the small businessman of the state of California. And I'm here to tell you that Old Blue, Jim Blue. If you vote for Old Blue for state senator this year in the state of California, you can do worse, my friend, because this is a man that's going to fight for every small businessman, every small employer, every taxpayer, every homeowner. In other words, the people in this state that pay the freight. And I don't know why it is that the people that pay the freight, why are they looked down upon by the Democratic Party? Why are the people who pay the freight, who pay the taxes, who pay for the sustenance of the state and of the country, why are they looked down upon by the Democratic Party like they're the scum of the earth?
Well, do you think that the Democratic Party's message is a little different? If I could just say this, Larry, the Democratic Party's message is there are a lot of Democrats who are homeowners, who are taxpayers, who are small business owners, and their opinion is slightly different, that they believe they have a duty or responsibility of some kind.
Whoa, hold the line here, because Republican voters and Republican business, they're not saying they don't have a duty or a response. Let me tell you something, Phil. You can give money to an Obamacare, or you can serve in the United States military, and I may be crazy, I may be nuts, but I believe spending time in the United States military supporting your country as a member of the armed forces is just as good, if not better, than kicking in a bunch of money for Obamacare. Now, am I crazy?
No, I did not mean to say that people that serve in the military. You're saying there are ways of serving one's country.
Absolutely.
All right, and I grant you that. And there are ways of contributing.
Yes, there are ways of contributing that don't have anything to do with siphoning millions, if not billions of dollars, right out of the pockets of taxpayers.
Well, hold the phone, because, as I said, there are middle-class, contributing people, the sustenance, as you say, who are people that are of differing opinion on this. So I don't think the Republican Party is necessarily representing all small business owners.
No, we don't claim to represent all of them. We represent the ones that feel that their money is better spent by them to expand their businesses, to employ people, to enrich their community, rather than turning it over to Barack Obama so he can come up with some half-assed, half-baked idea on how to get the...
Now here's where we get back to Colbert.
If I could just finish to get the I got to start all over again. To the half-assed, half-baked, you interrupted me right there, Phil.
I apologize, Larry.
No. I'm not asking you to apologize. What did you say?
What did I say when?
When I came back and I was talking to you. I'm sorry. Hi, Bill. It's Dean Wheeler. I'm back.
Okay, hold on for a second.
Yeah. Oh, God. Now I'm really confused because now I got to listen to this guy. I'm sorry. What's the problem there? I came back on here. I just talked to my wife. Okay, this is her second set. Come on, do I got to listen to this guy?
No, hold... Dean, can you...
All right, Phil,
I'm not allowed to watch my own wife, a woman that I love who is having a debut here in Southern California. Okay, I'm listening to you guys. All right. Phil, when I said that half-assed...
You said that it's better for the business owners to hold on to their money and to expand their businesses.
Right. I got it. They hold on to their money and expand their businesses instead of handing it over.
Hold on. Here's this horn player again. God, I hate... No, I... Okay, I'm sorry.
Can I finish what I'm saying, sir, without having to listen to you threaten horn players?
I'm not threatening anyone, sir.
Yes, you were.
All right, Larry.
Okay.
No. She's doing it all wrong, okay? I want her to walk like this. Here's what...
What's he doing?
Dean!
Oh, he missed it again. Boy, that bugle player. I mean, Mr. Henry said it's a cornet.
Do I get to say something?
Hey, Dean.
Hold on. Oh, she blew it. Now, see, she's getting sloppy just like that horn player. That guy, he's a smack addict if ever I saw one.
And I'm hanging the phone up here, Phil.
All right, Dean, I got to put you on hold. I'm sorry.
Well, you can't put me on hold because I'm the whole reason.
Thank you, Mr. Henry. Now, when I said to you...
You said to me, and I said to you... We're talking, okay?
Right.
All right. What happened was this. You said that it's better for a guy to hold on to his money...
Boy, there's a beautiful woman. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but they had a lady on. She says, hi, I'm 62, and my life's just beginning. She's a piece of tail for 62. Did you ever see it? Bill, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, and I want to finish this conversation, and I don't want to be sidetracked at all.
Thought you would be happy to hear me say that I found a woman interesting because I have not had normal relations with a woman since Marcy and the girls left. Sorry I brought it up. I'm sorry. I won't ever mention it again.
I'd appreciate that right now. Yeah, I would.
That I never mention it again.
That you'd not mention it now.
Jeez.
Phil, I think that's a little hardcore.
Yeah, but thank you, Ms. Bray.
Okay, I'm not asking anybody's opinion. I want to finish this conversation. I'm going to throw this phone through the wall.
You're going to throw the phone through the wall? Well, okay, General Rommel.
It did sound a little crowded. Well, not crowded. It sounded...
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to throw the phone through the wall. I'm going to start throwing people through the wall.
Is that a threat on me?
No, Margaret. You will not be dealt with that way, but these two will. So anyway, you said, Larry, that I said, you know, you said there's ways of them contributing, and then you said, not some half-assed.
Yeah. It was not some half-assed, half-baked, half.
And then I jumped in and I said, I forget what I said.
Well, you jumped in and you butted in. Just butt in with something, so I'll get my train of thought back. Half-assed, half-baked.
Okay, butt in.
Half-baked, half-assed. I can't think of what it is. Let me try it again. It's better that they leave, that they have their money, Phil, and they do with the money what they want to do than to give it to some half-assed, half-baked, half-assed...
Okay, butt in.
Half-baked, half-assed... God! Forget what it is.
What's he trying to do now?
He's trying to remember what his point was.
Well, look, Larry, this is Margaret Gray. I do have a couple of questions.
Yeah, it's fine, Ms. Gray. You don't have to announce your name every time you talk to me. It's like you're walking around with a neon sign.
I want to be able to let the audience know who's speaking as well. I'm a professional broadcaster. I'm not an amateur like you talking on a phone every few months to the host and saying, oh, yeah, you know, you people.
What, you? Oh, you people, huh? So you treat me like I'm black.
You wish. Now, here...
Well, I don't like being referred to as you people.
Okay, come on. Don't get so sensitive, man. The one time that was said was to an audience of black people by Ross Perot, and now everybody and their sister thinks that they're included in the whole you people diaspora, this worldwide...
What do you call it?
Diaspora, which is the... it's like the international... it's like a homeless... A group of people who are spread over the globe because they have nowhere to live, you know, like the Jewish diaspora, or it's the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, or like the one you said that I was a member of.
And I forget that, too. This has been a waste of time, you know.
Well, I don't think it has, Bill. I think that and I wanted to answer that question, and you told me that I could, and I felt...
We just broke up here, Phil. She's gonna have a she's having a break, okay? So the set's over, so let's go. I want to answer the question.
Okay, what do you think about Stephen Colbert saying that Mitt Romney, his tax plan is a fraud because Colbert answered that question and no one could answer?
All right, here's what I think, since, you know, Larry was stumbling around. I think that the way... Just, Phil, I swear to God, just 1 second. Just, I swear to God.
Oh, man, he's lying.
Don't call me a liar, okay? Don't call me. I'll come through the phone. I'll come through the phone.
Yeah, you'll come through the phone. You're a wimpy liberal, okay? And you're lying. You're lying through your teeth because you said to Phil it'll be just 1 second.
It is. It's going to be 1 second. It's just going to be a little bit. Okay, but don't call me a liar. I'll come right through this phone line.
You're a lying little wimp-ass liberal.
Okay, hold on for a minute. I told her to walk like this. So when she goes, da-da-do-do, I want her to go 1 foot forward, 1 foot forward. Don't look at my ass like I'm, okay? What are you doing?
I'm pretty good.
Well, I'm not a homosexual, okay? So I guess your night's shot. Okay, so when you go up there...
Who are you talking to?
I don't know.
I'm talking to the choreographer. See how she's singing right now? Look, because I'm going to tell you, when we go on stage at the Bowl... No, we're not booked yet, but I know she'll be at the Hollywood Bowl. I know it. Okay, look at it. See what she's doing? Now she turns. She's got that big ass. Why is the audience going to look at that? I want her facing us. So she goes, do-do-do. See how I'm walking? You see me showing my ass?
No.
Don't look at me like... Okay, Phil, I just had to get that straightened out.
The only thing you got straightened out was that guy.
Okay, now hold on. Your opinion.
My opinion of the Stephen Colbert a bit was it was dead on right. Mitt Romney has talked himself right out of this campaign by saying, oh, I'm going to close the tax loopholes, and that means these people won't get away with not paying taxes. Well, then why do you need to cut taxes for those people?
You need to cut taxes for those people because they're closing the tax loopholes.
They're closing the tax loopholes to get more taxes out of them.
Yes, to get the taxes that are owed them out of them. So once they get the taxes that are owed them out of them, then they cut their taxes.
That doesn't make any sense, Larry.
Oh, get out of here. You're only sticking up for this guy. And by the way, don't think it was lost on me, Mr. Wheeler. You're doing some little dance for that guy.
I wasn't doing a dance, sir. I was showing him what I wanted my wife to do. Okay, that's done.
What are you doing?
I'm coming to the phone.
This guy believed it.
Thanks a lot, Phil.
Who the hell are you?
I'm Dean Wheeler. Did I tell you to come to the phone?
Oh, my God. Please don't.
Did he go through the phone, or is that a joke?
What happened?
He went through the phone. He went right through the phone at Larry Grover.
Bull crap, man.
I don't believe it.
Did you see me setting that up? Did you see me telling him what to do?
I don't believe it.
Well, whatever happens, I mean, I'll tell you this much. If Larry, I'm going to try to reach them right now.
Line's busy.
The line's busy. The line's busy.
The line is busy? What? Most people have call waiting. I don't believe that.
That's what I'm getting. I'm getting a dial tone right now. Yeah, there it is right now.
Now, when you call him back, I want that up on the air so we can hear, okay?
Sure.
All right, we'll be right back. World-famous Phil Henry Show, Larry Grover and Dean Wheeler talking about Stephen Colbert's question on his show the other night, which completely destroys Mitt Romney's tax plan. Why close the tax loopholes when you are cutting taxes? We'll be right back. Phil Henry
Truth
Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. Famous Phil Henry Show.
Yeah.
Where's Larry Grover?
I'm not here. Hold on. Yeah. Don't whisper. God. I hope she burns in hell for what she's doing to me tonight.
What's wrong, Dean?
We rehearsed and we rehearsed and we rehearsed. Oh, that sucked. That sucked.
It sounds like she's got a good reception.
I don't care. That sucked. It sucked. Hold on for a minute, Phil. Emeralda, honey, it sucked. Get over here when you get a chance, huh? She's hanging around with that piano player. She's hanging around with a horn player. What does that mean?
Where is Larry? Hold on for a minute. Where's Larry Grover?
What do you mean, where's Larry? I know where Larry Grover is.
You went through the phone line on him.
I didn't lay a hand on him.
Well, where is he?
He got scared and hung up, I guess.
Did you actually?
Yes, but I didn't touch him.
Yeah, I can't get through to him. Line's still busy.
Probably got his phone off the hook because I scared the living hell out of him.
How did you go through the phone line, man?
I'll never tell. At least not when the sun shines. That's a line from.
Yeah, I know, Heartbreak Ridge. So what? How are things going over there?
Don't you want to talk about this guy Colbert?
Yeah, I've been wanting to talk about Colbert for a full hour, and you guys never wanted to address it. You want to listen to your wife?
Well, I don't want to listen to her now, okay? Because if I listen to her now, I'm liable to start tearing this place apart. I'll throw this place in the street. That's what I'm saying. You heard me, Jerry. You heard what I just said, right?
Hey, Dean.
Hold on, Phil. I'm okay.
No, you're not okay, Dean.
What?
Don't start talking that. What happened?
What happened was this. Emeralda's up on stage. We rehearsed all afternoon. She gets up on stage. She starts doing a song that we've rehearsed, and she starts giving eyes to this bugle player. She starts giving eyes to the guy who's on the piano, and the next thing you know, for all I know, they're in the dressing room right now, and it's some hot mess of a three-way.
Oh, come on, man.
I don't know what's going on.
Well, let me ask you a question, Dean. She got a nice reception there. Are you sure that your ear is the ear to be, you know...
Is the ear to what? Is the ear to listen to my own wife's music?
Well, to be the management ear.
Yeah, I think so. I've been listening to her sing. Phil, you got to understand something. When I married Emeralda, she didn't want to... She didn't even know she was going to be in show business. All she wanted to do was to grow weed. That was it. That's when I met her, she was growing pot, okay, and selling it. All right? I'd been in jail. You know that I'd been in jail, right?
Yes.
I'd been in jail for heroin. I was a fugitive from the state of New Jersey. There was I'd skipped bail in New Jersey. I was wanted by the state. I'm living in California incognito. And I'm trying to get my life together, right?
Okay.
I meet Emeralda. I marry her. She's dealing weed. That's not as bad as, you know, what I was doing, heroin. She's selling pot, and she's making jewelry. This is what she was doing. She meets me, and we begin to formulate this idea for a new age kind of a deal, and we have people, we do yoga and all of this, right?
Okay.
And we start to make some real money. And now we have a beautiful home, and everything's nice. And I made the movie, the documentary on I forget what it's about now because I'm so torn apart.
It was the documentary. You came on our show to promote it.
Right, and I don't even remember what it's about. Do you?
No.
See? It can't even be that memorable. You don't remember it. I don't remember it. You know what they remember, though? They remember her singing. And when I heard that, I said, now we got something. And I said to her, here she's back. She's back after probably giving oral to half the band.
What a thing to say, Dean.
I can't take it.
Look at...
Hold on. There it is. Oh, she's snapping the fingers. She's doing everything wrong that I told her. Don't snap the fingers, okay? And that xylophone player, I can't take it.
I think it sounds good.
Dude. Come on, baby. Belt it out, will you? Give me another drink. Hey, you. Give me another drink. Don't you think I've had enough? No, I don't think I've had enough. In fact, I haven't had enough. Boo-boo-boo. Oh, quit whispering, will you, baby? Belt it out. Come on. We got a lot of work to do.
I think she sounds good, man.
That's because you don't know what you... No one who's there. No one who's there. No, she's got to walk like this. Eddie, come here. See what I'm doing here? I'm wagging my ass. Don't look at my ass, okay? Well, look nice. I'm not one of them, okay? No, I'm telling you, I need her to walk like this. Okay, then she wags the ass, then she swings around and she goes, and I love him, or whatever the hell she's singing. You need to confess. Oh, for God's sake, is she on this stuff? Let me ask you a question. She had something to drink tonight?
What's the matter? She sound like she's drunk?
She doesn't sound like she's drunk, no. She sounds like she's been... Tell you what she's been doing. gun that she shoot up that? I think she shoot that.
Oh, you got to be kidding me, Dean. Come on. When I first met you guys...
Yeah, when you first met us, a lot of things were different, Phil, when you first met us. It was a beautiful world when you first met us. There were things that we had, dreams that we had. We had our beautiful little place. We were growing herbal, whatever the hell. We were treating the old ladies, you know. We were doing yoga. We were making a nice dollar. We made a beautiful dollar. And now she gets a little taste of fame, and she's in the back doing smack and servicing. Get half the band and probably some of these guys that are taking the serving trays back in the kitchen. Oh, God, that's terrible. I can't listen to this. It stinks so bad.
I'm going to let you go, man.
Yeah, sure. Drop me right here with us.
He is really depressed, and we'll be back. The world. Talk about somebody that sounds like they're back on junk. He does.
Why?
That he went through the phone line, all of that stuff.
Oh, he's got a hallucination.
What happened to Larry?
And line's still busy.
That's the only mystery here. We'll be back to World Famous Phil Hendry Show.
Come on, baby, come on! Give me another drink. I said give me another drink. I'll make it myself, man. I'll make that all stir it with your head.
Phil Hendry.